First game of the Boston Red Sox doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles yesterday was all about capping off personal achievements for players who, as a team, have made history by producing the most regular season wins in franchise history. The 19-3 laugher was highlighted by Mookie Betts, becoming just the second Red Sox player ever to hit at least 30 home runs and steal 30 bases in a season, the other being Jacoby Ellsbury in 2011. Xander Bogaerts homered to give him 100 runs batted in on the season, a career high for him. Rafael Devers drove in six. He went 4-for-5 at the plate with two homers. J.D. Martinez hit a three-run bomb, his 42nd of the season, increasing his league-leading RBI total to 127. David Price cruised to the win on the Hill, and perhaps fittingly, if sadly for the Orioles, the lopsided loss marked the most defeats in that team's history, number 112. They did win the nightcap, though, 10-3, and that game was just about one thing for the Sox, a tune-up for ace Chris Sale, who went 4 2/3, the most he's thrown since coming off the DL with shoulder inflammation. He did give up three runs on four hits, said he didn't feel great, but he also struck out eight. And the most important thing now will be how his shoulder feels leading up to his expected start when the Red Sox face either the A's or the Yankees in the best-of-five divisional series. Now, the A's are still hopeful to host the wild card game against the Yankees. They did pull within a game and a half of that goal by beating the Seattle Mariners last night, while the Yankees lost 8-7 to the Tampa Bay Rays. Masahiro Tanaka not sharp for New York in that one, giving up four runs on six hits. Tommy Pham hit the go-ahead homer for Tampa. The Rays took an 8-3 lead into the ninth before the Yankees almost mounted an epic comeback, scoring four times off Rays closer Sergio Romo before falling just short. There is one more game in that series this afternoon. CC Sabathia gets the start for the Yankees before they finish the regular season with three games at Fenway Park. Oakland will be rooting hard for Boston, but those games really mean nothing to the Red Sox. Manager Alex Cora will likely rest a lot of his best players, while the Yankees know the importance of home field. They'll be going all out to win that series. The New York Mets shut out the Atlanta Braves 3-0 behind another brilliant outing from Jacob deGrom, who lowered his league-best ERA to 1.70 and probably salted away the Cy Young Award. Out west, the Colorado Rockies have taken over first place in the NL West from the LA Dodgers, winning their seventh straight while the Dodgers lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks, so the Dodgers now lead the wild card instead of the division. Locally, the Middlebury Panthers field hockey team still undefeated on the year, a perfect 8-0 after a 5-1 win over Skidmore yesterday. And Skidmore scored first, but the Panthers answered with five unanswered goals by five different players, all in the second half. In women's college soccer, the Norwich Cadets had St. Joseph's of Maine right where they wanted them, taking a 1-0 lead on a goal by Carissa LaChance deep into the second half. But St. Joseph's stunned the Cadets, scoring two goals just 21 seconds apart with only 7 minutes left in the game to go on to a 2-1 win. The Castleton Spartans got two goals from Mackenzie Belando, and keeper Lauren Henderson made 12 saves to give Castleton a 4-2 win over Rhode Island College. The St. Michael's Purple Knights fell to Assumption 2-0, and in men's college soccer, Castleton was blanked on the road 5-0 by UMass Boston.